With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and environmentalists are at war over the agency's latest plan to strip gray wolves of their federal protections and turn management of the predators over to states and tribes. The NCBA's Ethan Lane discusses the latest proposal.
And what we now have is this voluminous proposed rule from the Fish and Wildlife Service to delist the gray wolf nationwide. That comment period is open, and they are receiving comments now through May 14th.
He also says it's very important that both sides have a chance to tell their story. And that means ranchers need to get in on the process.
In the first week or so of this comment period being open, we saw tens of thousands of activists comment on this proposed rule in opposition to delisting the wolf. So it becomes critically important that real stakeholders, real impacted stakeholders, like ranchers who are experiencing predation, who are experiencing pressure, get their voices on the record now and make it clear that this is the right move, this is the scientifically appropriate move, and the time is past due.
Currently, gray wolves have been delisted in Idaho, Montana, eastern Oregon, north central Utah, eastern Washington, and Wyoming, while retaining threatened status in Minnesota. In its latest proposal, the Trump administration and the Fish and Wildlife Service says, based on numbers that are available, gray wolves have sufficiently recovered. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.